Spoilers is a core movie.
Okay, we are ready to get started. For those in the room, just a reminder, the mics are, we only have one mic, but it's pretty sensitive, so it can pick up sidebar conversations, so just be mindful of that. So,
Let's get going. Bob, new council members?
Oh, yeah, actually, can we do a roll call for Marilyn? Just go around the room.
Start with
Stephen.
Stephen Foote, Duchesne County.
Stuart Williams, Clearfield City Attorney.
Ron Wade, UPC.
Marilyn Lawson, UPC.
Emma Johnson, UPC.
Tyson Skeen, UPC.
Ed Montgomery, South Jordan.
And who do you have a proxy for?
Samantha Smith, Bluffdale.
Bob Church, UPC.
Eric Clark, Washington County.
Brett Robinson, Salt Lake County.
Jeff Stock, King County Attorney.
Stu Young, AG's Office.
Jeff Buhlman, SWAT.
And then we've got David Cole online, who's here for Troy Rollins, and Chad Dotson from Iron County. So, okay, so thank you, Ed. So, new council member. As you all know, Rob Van Dyke was appointed to the bench, and he was representing Region 3 of the county attorneys, and they met via email and nominated Chad Dotson to be their representative. And so as a council, then you need to vote whether to accept Chad into your ranks or not. So we need a vote, and we've got a quorum.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Chad, welcome. You're the newest council member.
Excellent. No, I'm excited. Appreciate it.
Minutes from the previous meeting. Does anybody want to move to adopt?
I move to adopt.
I'll second.
Sorry, I wasn't here.
Take a vote.
Opposed? In favor of?
Aye.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Welcome, Randall.
Thanks.
Okay. There he is. Oh, man.
Budget, Bob?
The only one that didn't notice.
Yeah, so I mean, we're in good shape on the budget. I don't have really anything to report on other than Emma has taken over largely the duties of learning QuickBooks and entering in the data, and has been doing a pretty good job. We're going to have a healthy carryover again. I'm working to try to whittle that down so we don't have as much of a carryover each year. But as I was telling Ed the other day, I always budget really conservatively so that we have enough of a carryover. But depending upon what that's going to be, you know, we'll dictate what we're able to do with those funds in the coming year. But we appreciate Emma taking care of our QuickBooks for me. So in June, we will actually do the closeout budget. For those of you that are newer that haven't been through a budget cycle yet, the end of the fiscal year is June 30th. But because I don't get final numbers from finance until probably, and I don't get what our carryover is until mid-August, I will present a proposed budget in June for you all to consider. But then in our September meeting is when I will give the final budget, and it doesn't really change a whole lot other than maybe what that carryover is. So that's really all I have on the budget, unless there's any questions.
Anything we should be looking forward to in the future?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah, I was hoping, you know, with Emma coming on, that we might be able to do some more conferences. Emma helped out with Tyson's DUI boot camp, and that took some pressure off Marilyn. And she is, you know, hoping to help Trent with some of the other smaller conferences that he might do. And so we might be able to add in, you know, some additional training not that we want to waste money. We never want to do that, but that we might be able to do that in the coming year. So, yeah.
Okay. Training committee, we've got fall conference coming up, advanced prosecutor skills. Can you tell us about that, Bob?
Yeah, so that's going to be in St. George in October. Let me get to that. So it's under tab D in your handout. The planning committee, when we got together, they wanted to have a underlying fact scenario for this case. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
And so they decided on doing a sexual assault case study. And so we will start bright and early Wednesday morning on October 22nd. We're going to go through, as we have talked in the past, we felt like we could almost repackage our basic prosecutor course. And so we're sort of doing that, but not really. But you can see what we've got. We've got Trish Crump is our SANE nurse. She trains for Trent at the sexual assault course, and she's phenomenal. So she's going to come in and give a presentation on what SANE nurses do and how they can best be used at trial. After which, after her presentation, we're going to have a faculty member, is yet to be determined, actually go through a direct examination of what a SANE nurse and what that would look like, so that our students can get some, you know, real practical guidance on that. We're bringing in Rebecca Kay from the State Crime Lab, who also teaches at our sex assault course. She's going to talk about DNA, specifically in sex assault cases. And then we will repeat that as we will have a direct examination of our DNA experts, so that we're giving just a really basic foundation for our prosecutors on that. So that will be the first day. The second day, we will do cross-examination fundamentals, and Stu is able to come down and help us out with that. For those that don't know what Stu's background is, you know, he's mostly federal, but he taught at the NAC, and so we're looking forward to Stu helping us out with that. We're then going to get into the cross-examination of expert witnesses, and the faculty or the committee felt that that was really important, because we have a lot of retired detectives, maybe even some SANE nurses, others that for years testified on behalf of the prosecution and have now switched sides and are testifying for the defense. And so we're going to go through how you would prep and cross-examine a defense expert witness, and then we will have have them practice that. And then Stu's also going to talk about common obstacles that we face with witnesses. We know that we have victims that aren't able to participate for a variety of reasons. And so Stu has agreed to talk about that and give our prosecutors some tips and tactics and advice on how best to deal with those types of witnesses and to be able to proceed and with a successful case. And then we'll end up the day, Shane Klain from Iron County is going to talk about child sex crime considerations. He's had some case experience with that. The last day, we're kind of doing this in not really reverse, but we'll do opening statements and they'll practice that, and then closing. And so as we said, it's sort of like basic, but with a sex crimes twist. And so we're excited. We haven't done an advanced. So I started in April 11 years ago, and we did an advance that fall, that summer, mm-hmm. and we haven't had one since. So it's been almost 11 years since we've done an advanced trial skills course. And this one is very different than what we did back then. The one mm-hmm. we did 11 years ago was mostly just lecture. Yeah. Whereas this one, we're making it skills-based, and so we need to let your folks know that they're going to come and there's going to be homework. You know, they're going to have to prep at night. But the feedback we have been getting is that's what our folks are wanting, is to, you know, work on some of those skills. And so we listened and have put something together, and we're excited. We still have a couple more spots on our faculty. We haven't necessarily wanted to bring back our basic faculty just because we use them so extensively. Hate to keep taking them away from offices, so we're still looking for some faculty, but we're really excited and confident on the agenda.
I say this every meeting, but this is a pretty big, the advanced trial skill, pretty big, time consuming. We've got visual trial skills. Blair does a lot of that.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you know, bringing Emma on if possible, having her do more stuff so we can get more trainings. Man, that seems like a lot.
Right, and we're cognizant of that we're not adding too much. You know, because we realize we only have Emma, you know, 3/4 time, and you know, she's got a lot of responsibilities. Marilyn does as well, so we're not looking to add a ton, but we want to add where we can and make it meaningful and yet not overburden our staff. So we appreciate that.
And we were easily able to add in advanced.
Yeah.
In place of civil, so that's,
oh, that's
and
right.
It's at the same time.
Yeah.
So our schedule has pretty much stayed the same with that change, but.
How much has, do we have more, how many more prosecutors do we have in the state since, let's say, 10 years ago?
Less.
Less prosecutors?
Yeah, just because offices are still trying to hire. I mean, you're down, what, two?
And you just hired one.
You just hired one.
Well, he's graduating this year, so. Wanting to get into basic in August.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say less, though.
Don't you think?
Because even if offices are down, they've all expanded in that time.
Well, that's true. That's true. I
your office has more slots than it did 10 years ago. Your office definitely has more slots than it did 10 years ago.
But you're not at full capacity, though.
We're pretty close.
Are you?
We're
are
like
you?
Four vacancies, and we have six applicants right now.
Okay. Okay, so thank you. Yeah, I guess Tyson's correct. I'm just thinking of the offices that are having trouble hiring. And I know that's just been problematic. Stu, what's the AGs like? Because I know I know that there's like what, four or five openings at least.
And on the criminal side, we have. I mean, we're trying to fill that Haida Salsa spot right now, and we've got about 15 applicants, and we weren't jazzing on most of them, unfortunately. You know, there's a lot of law clerks, you know, with kind of no experience, which is fine. It's just harder for us to bring those people in. We have probably four openings right now.
Yeah.
So.
You guys have an opening, or have you filled it yet?
No, we've got, but we've been able to fill our openings.
Okay.
We've hired more. I mean, the last two hires have come from law schools from other parts of the country coming in. We've been able to fill openings.
So that was my response. Like, I'm just thinking of the openings, but Tyson is right. His offices have expanded, so.
Well, we've got, I mean, the population is growing, certainly.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming with the growing population, a certain amount of those new people are committing crimes.
Right. Yes.
So they're all law-abiding.
Right.
That's cool.
Do a good job screening. So if we have more prosecutors, that's more people to train.
Right. But, you know, we haven't seen a huge increase. So, Brett, I don't know if you're aware, Paul Fuller in your office, he and I are personal friends. We serve in the Guard together, and he's friends with Trent, and we've met with him, and he's putting the bug in Sim's ear about trying to get Salt Lake to send, you know, some more of your folks to basic. So just be mindful of that. You can kind of help.
I'll join in with that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's if Salt Lake in the past we've had, the last time that Salt Lake sent, we had what, maybe 10 of our students from Salt Lake. But since then we still have maintained about 18, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 students at basic every year. So we haven't seen a drop in terms of that. What do we have registered for spring conference, Marilyn?
We've got there's 165 in person and about 162 online.
Yeah, so
about
the same.
We're back there. So
yeah. So we're not feeling the pinch, and we went on the courses where we try to cap the number of students, like for example, with Tyson's DUI boot camp in January. How many students did you have, Tyson? 18 to 20?
We were right about 20.
Yeah.
And that's where we capped it.
Right, and we didn't have anybody like on a waiting list, did we?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, and I don't think we have, so we haven't, we're not.
It was a give and take.
Yeah.
So we were overbooked per se, and then some had to drop out, and then, you know, it kind of evened out. I think we had 21.
Yeah, so we're not feeling overburdened yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
But the visual trial skills, those numbers are picking up. So we have a full class for May. July is already starting to fill up. And I haven't looked at November's, but those classes are filling